Coming up on episode number 1212, it's a double shot cover story today. And if there's any common ground that the two artists on today's show share, well, it's the fact that they both have April birthdays, but it's also the fact that they're responsible for hits with very, very positive songs. And we'll get to what those are in just a minute. The artists I'm talking about are Pharrell Williams and Jimmy Cliff, decades apart in their peak of popularity, but a lot more alike than you might realize. And we're getting to covers of all of them on today's show, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. My name is Brian Ibbett, and here on a regular episode show day. It's funny, for those of you listening to the podcast, for the last half hour I've been trying to get the stream working. I don't know why it hasn't been working, but it is working, and things are going well. But for those of you watching the stream, well, you know all this, but you're listening to me now. Really, I don't know why I'm telling any of you this, because it really doesn't matter, does it? Today on the show, we're going to be listening to covers of Pharrell Williams, who's just such a pop dynamo, such a fantastic artist, and has contributed a lot to so many different songs and so many different hits. We're going to look at a few of those hits, as well as James Chambers, better known as Jimmy Cliff, ska reggae musician, amazing singer, also an actor from a film called The Harder They Come. As a matter of fact, why don't we start with the title track of that album, The Harder They Come, a film from 1972 that he was not only responsible for the soundtrack of, but for the actual acting in the film as well. And I haven't seen it, but I feel like I need to. I feel like it's almost required watching if you are at all a fan of reggae music. I'm a fan of the album, so not having seen the movie seems kind of weird. Let's get to a cover of it that the band Guster recorded for the soundtrack to the TV show Everwood. It was also on their Pasty Tapes album, which was only released, I think, to fan club members and things back in 1998. Anyway, here's Guster with the title track of the Jimmy Cliff movie and soundtrack, The Harder They Come.
So I Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the dice to roll. Sitting here in limbo, I got some time to search my soul. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the tide to flow. Sitting here in limbo, knowing that I have to go. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. I can't say what life will show me, but I know what I have seen. And I can't say where life will lead me, but I know where I will be. Tried my hand at love and friendship, but all that is past and gone. This little boy is moving on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the tide to flow. Sitting here in limbo, knowing that I have to go. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on.
And it seems like you've been meaning to do me harm. If you wanna leave,
Stevens had the big hit with it. Also, I guess Maxi Priest had a hit with it in the late 80s, early 90s. When was Maxi Priest's version of Wild World? Anyway, Wild World there, covered by Jimmy Cliff. You can find that on the 1988 compilation Reggae Spectacular, which was actually, it's funny, it's a compilation, but it's prominently Jimmy Cliff, and I think Jimmy Cliff fronted bands. So even the stuff that's not labeled as Jimmy Cliff, I think is actually still Jimmy Cliff tangent adjacent, Jimmy Cliff adjacent, let's call it that. Wild World, great, great song there, covered by Jimmy. Trapped by Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that that's a cover originally by Jimmy Cliff. Such a great song, and love hearing little Steven Van Zandt doing some backup vocals in that thing, hitting that high note in the chorus. Just such a great, powerful tune right there by Bruce. Sitting in Limbo, Willie Nelson included that on his 2005 album Countryman. Featured a lot of great covers on that album. Many Rivers to Cross, one that was also covered very popularly by UB40. Covered there by Charlene Spiteri. Now, she's the lead vocalist from the band Texas, one of the Britpop bands to come out of the UK in the 90s. They were a Scottish band called Texas, go figure. And it's funny, I was talking about this in chat in the stream, but I don't know why it is, but 90% of the photos you find out there of Charlene Spiteri, certainly all the ones that she does promotionally for her solo stuff and for the band Texas, feature her for some reason touching her face, like I'm doing right now, like with a hand on the side of her face or on her chin or something like that. She just likes touching her face. Don't know why. Don't understand why. And then Guster at the top of that set from the soundtrack to the TV show Everwood, and also released on their Pasty Tapes collection. That is The Harder They Come. Now, Jimmy Cliff also responsible for a big hit, thanks to the film Cool Runnings, with a cover of a Johnny Nash song called I Can See Clearly Now. I wanted to play a cover of it, because number one, it's a great lead-in to the happy music that Pharrell Williams has released. It's a great little happy segue, right? But also because he's well known for it, even though he isn't the original artist, and he's the cover that he does is recognizable enough to the point where if I played that, it would be kind of boring, right? It'd be, oh, okay, we've heard this version, Brian. Give us another version of I Can See Clearly Now to listen to. So I'm going to do just that. This is a rarity. Came out in 1998. It was a tribute that Neil Finn did on a little mini CD. It was those CDs that, if you were to try and put one of those in your computer, probably get stuck now. But it was like a 3-inch CD as opposed to the 4 3/4-inch CDs that you get now. It's called I Can See Clearly Now. It was a charity single that he did for blindness or something. I don't know, something like that. Anyway, here's Neil Finn and his cover of Johnny Nash's I Can See Clearly Now.
See clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone, and all of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, shiny day. is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day.
Let's do it.
It might sound crazy what I'm about to say.
Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
I'm a hot air balloon that can go to space.
With the air like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Just fine.
No offense to you, don't waste your time.
Full of myself or rude, but you ain't looking at no other dudes, cause you love me. So you think about a chance, you find yourself trying to do my dance, because you love me. Oh, so when we try, things slow down because you weren't used to how fast we touch. Then we locked eyes and you was in there and I was gonna cheer your ass up. I know that I'm carrying on, never mind if I'm showing off that I was just frontin'. You know I want you, babe, I'm ready to bet it all. Unless you don't care at all, but you know I want you.
you should stop running, babe. You could be, you're still sneak and you look at me. Girl, I love it. Then you give your other girl a shove. Said you're gonna come and ask how it was. She's gonna love it. Whoa, whoa. So then we try and think we slow down because you weren't used to how fast we touch. Then we gonna tear your ass up. I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just running. You know I want you, babe. I'm ready to bet it all. Unless you don't care at all. You know I want you. You should stop running, babe.
The legend of the Phoenix, all ends are beginning. God keeps the planet spinning, the force from the beginning. We've come too far to forget who we are. So let's raise the bar and the cups to the sky.
I'm up all night Through. I'll give you something big enough to tell you to choose. Swag on even when you're dressed casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. In 100 years, not there would I pull a far-side fish. You're passing me by. Nothing like your last guy, too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull the head for you. So I'm just watching and waiting for you to salute the truly pimping. Not many women can refuse this pimping. I'm a nice guy, don't get it confused. You getting it.
Shake your rump.
Works for me, Dakota to Decatur.
Uh-huh.
I'm all pretending.
Uh-huh.
Cause now you're winning.
Uh-huh.
Here's our beginning.
Weekend. Okay, so yeah, I waffled back and forth on including that song. I included number one because it's Vampire Weekend, and it's not Robin Thicke or any of the crap that kind of comes along with that. That doesn't change the fact that it's a song that that has its own controversy. Number one, with the whole Marvin Gaye lawsuit about the music that was plagiarized for it, but also because of the content, because it's especially in this day and age, that's questionable stuff. Not even questionable, I mean, you know, if it's really suggesting misogynistic and this sexual harassment kind of stuff in there, then it's a bad song. It's a bad song, but it's a cover, and it's a cover I've got to include on the show to be complete and thorough and present to you all sides of the equation. I don't know. I don't know why I'm trying to defend it, but I'm trying to defend it. Anyway, Blurred Lines, performed there by Vampire Weekend about 5 years ago at the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge. They included that on the 2013 collection of songs from that year. Get Lucky, originally by Daft Punk with Pharrell Williams, of course, singing vocals. Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, bringing us that version from their Twist is the New Twerk album from 2014. Jamie Cullum with the cover of Frontin from Cosmosonica, which came out in 2004. Cosmosonica, a very interesting collection put together by Tom Middleton of radio fame, also called Crazy Covers, even though I don't find it to be crazy covers, especially that one. I think that Jamie Cullum version of Frontin is awesome. I think it's really good. Olivia Ty and Daniel Wolf with their cover of Happy, done acoustic style and released on iTunes Music, I believe. And then we start out the set with nothing related to Pharrell Williams at all. Johnny Nash's I Can See Clearly Now, covered by Neil Finn. I did some research while the song was going on. Yeah, that was done for a charity. It was done for the Fred Hollows Foundation. And as weird as it seems to do a song called I Can See Clearly Now for a foundation that has to do with blindness, it does have to do with treating and preventing blindness and other vision problems. They operate out of Australia, South and East Asia, Africa, and the Pacific area. And it's really a cool charity, if a weird idea for a song choice, but I stand behind it because I love Neil Finn. And if he comes to town with Fleetwood Mac is the new the talk that's going around, then by all means I'm going to go see him. Heck yeah, I'm there. That is going to do it for this episode. Yeah, I know, a little bit on the shorter side today, but like I said, working on taxes, Coverville taxes later today. I've got most of it done and just need signatures in a few places, but also some weird clarification stuff on a couple things. Like you care, like you want to hear any of that. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, especially about what you heard in today's show, maybe you want to tell me, hey Brian, it's okay that you played that Blurred Lines track, I forgive you. Or maybe you want to say, I'm never listening to you again because you played that Blurred Lines track. Well, in any case, email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line 1-877-7-COVER-9, or you can visit coverville.com for everything Coverville related. Big thanks. We're close to the top of the month. I guess we're almost halfway through the month, but wanted to throw a big thanks to all of the folks who are patrons, who support the show via Patreon. You guys are awesome, and you make it a lot easier to afford to do what I do, to put all this stuff together and take time out of my freelance day and make sure that this happens. So thank you for your support. If you do want to support Coverville also, just go to patreon.com/Coverville and throw me a buck or two. I'm totally fine. Totally fine with whatever you want to put forth. A quarter is okay in my book. I don't know how much Patreon will take out of that, but we'll see. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here. Proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY.com. It's Cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good they'll make you clap along like a room without a roof.
part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.